I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're just going to have fun. Okay. We're just going to have a good time.
You're going to drive this boat.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we have a very special guest for a very special episode. Lisa Lucy is here for our second breakfast sandwich slam down. Lee is a vegan activist and all-around great lady, and we are so happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for asking me back. I really am excited about part two of our sandwich snack down.
You're right. That's more on theme.
It was really more of a whole meal, but...
And I think, Lee, like, you're our most frequent guest.
Number two. Second time is most frequent?
Yep.
You've done four.
It's only the second time.
I think you've done three then, because we did virtual Veg Fest.
And oh, that so was, you're counting mine that
I'm
I did?
I'm counting episode okay. zero.
Then as, that is yes. three. Yes.
Yes. That was like oh, just yeah. before our first episode of Talking Tofu. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That totally counts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So three.
Wow. We barely have guests. We should do it more.
We should. It's always more fun with a guest.
Objectively better when we have guests.
Especially otherwise, a guest that brings breakfast sandwich fixins and makes something amazing.
I'll always bring things. Never empty handed.
Yeah, otherwise it's just two old marrieds rattling around each other.
Yeah, fighting.
Taking our fists at each other. Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
It isn't a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. I listen to it every week.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm officially a toehead. I don't write in letters, but I usually message Becky with things.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, Dave.
What? Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. We've been talking for like 3 hours straight. Like we've been up each other's butts for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In so the you kitchen. Know how I'm doing. It's You're hot. Great. I am great. Why did you say you're great?
Because you said you were great. And so I was just reiterating. I was
okay.
Yes, Andy.
It's going well. Okay. Yeah, this is going well. I don't know if it's clear or not. It probably is, but I'm in a completely different room on a half second delay. So to the listener, I know it's probably invisible the way that I'm just effortlessly bouncing it back at you guys. But I do want to just point that out so that, you know, eagle-eared listeners can hear from this point forward what a difficult time I'm having. Mm-hmm. But it's
Dave is zooming in from his office.
That's right. Perfectly healthy, but zooming in from the office. Normally we do this when I'm sick or you're sick.
Yeah.
Right.
This time we just didn't have enough inputs.
Yeah. So if anybody out there knows how to record with three people in a room,
you just need a box with three inputs, but our box has two.
Should we get a box that has three inputs?
If you're planning to invite me more.
Oh, so yes. I would love to. Why are you backing? Are you intentionally backing yourself out of the frame?
I was, because it was funny.
It was funny. Nobody else can see it, though. So that was just for me, and it's kind of sweet. What's the price difference between two inputs and three inputs?
Here's one with four.
Ooh. That's good future proofing. $119.
Is this for microphones though? What is this? I think I need to do more searching.
All right. So if you hop on our Patreon at the $119 tier, we will do an episode just for you. We promise to do it in the same room. Yeah, it will be the inaugural.
Well, two guests.
That's right.
Yeah, we're preparing for the future. We can get make it dairy free.
Mm-hmm.
We can get them back on.
In the room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll fly them down.
Or fly up. Ooh. With our box.
With our box.
Yeah, just we'll bring drive our box. Up. See, we can go anywhere. It's a remote studio.
Yeah, very portable.
Okay. All right. I'll check in half a second from now to see how you guys like that joke. But how are you doing, Becky?
I'm good. I just ate so much breakfast food. I just moments ago had to lean over to burp away from the microphone. So yeah, we're doing great.
I thought that's why we weren't all in the same room. I didn't have anything to do with the output or input or whatever. I thought it was just too much methane in one room.
I will confess that I am enjoying the benefits of being in a room by myself right now. So.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad that you're benefiting.
Yeah. No further details.
Mm.
But yeah, I did have a thought at one point of, hey, do we get together to do this and then another time get together to talk about the sandwiches? Because I have like no energy right now. Like, this is the more efficient way to do it.
Energy's low, a little low.
There's not a good way to eat four breakfast sandwiches and then like have a high energy conversation about it. You know, it's either two sessions, one eat, one talk. Which, who has time for that? We don't even have time to record this.
Yeah.
You know, like this is, I thought that this would be our opportunity to record two episodes this week because we had a Sunday and Tuesday has already been booked. The other day, our regular recording day, already been booked by you. So
I booked Tuesday like months ago.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're just as behind and strapped for time as ever.
Yeah, sorry. Do you want to know what I'm doing on Tuesday?
I do. What are you doing on Tuesday?
There's a roller disco.
I figured. I could have answered that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's the Pride roller disco, and it's going to be big. I just realized yesterday that I need to start planning an outfit. I do not have one.
It'll be cool.
It is. It's going to be really fun.
It's great to get feedback from a fan / listener. I'm sorry, a listener. I jumped to conclusions on the
I'm
fan
a fan.
Part.
I'm a fan. I love this. Okay. I love talking tofu in the streets.
Okay. Well, it's good to get outside perspective on the roller skating predictability of the updates.
also predictable is you discussing how often it's mentioned in detail.
That's fair too. Yeah.
It is nice to get an outside perspective.
I wouldn't have to comment on it if it wasn't there. And so
some would say you don't have to comment on it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of times that I don't, but I feel like that's more.
What times are those?
I'll go to the wiki and I'll look through the episodes because somebody is flagging the episodes that I don't comment on the roller skating stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tally those up and I'll follow up in the next episode.
Great.
But they do exist. Trust me. They do exist. But, you know, Phil, I want you to, Becky, I'm talking to you, Becky. I know it's not clear who I'm talking to because I'm just looking at a Zoom window. But Becky, this one's for you. I want you to feel free to talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'm going to acknowledge what you're talking about.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what conversation is.
Oh, well, yeah, that is what conversation is.
What? Okay. Are you going to skate after the Tuesday event?
No, it starts at 8:30 p.m.
I'm going to bed another day, not after the event. I mean,
I'm going to skate.
Do you have skating plans on Wednesday?
Yes. On the bell line.
Okay. Are you skating on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
And also,
are you skating Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. That's four. How many days are in a week?
Seven.
Okay. Did you skate yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just go to next Saturday, just to put it in a container.
Okay.
Friday, you have Friday evening plans with a roller skater, but that don't seem to involve roller skating.
Do not. We're going to wear not even any shoes. We'll be in the house.
You think you're going to skate before that?
No, no skating on Friday.
Okay. So then Saturday.
No plans.
No current plans to skate. So you got Saturday, you got Monday, you got Tuesday, you got Wednesday, you got Thursday. That's 5 out of 7 days. Are you going to skate today?
I have a haircut next Saturday. I'm not going to skate. No, I'm not going to skate today. I'm going to lie very still after this because I'm too full.
Okay. So 5 out of 7 days skating. You're right. It's wrong of me to comment on excessive skating or that you're skating a lot. Yeah.
Thank you.
The presence, the oversized, outsized presence of skating in your life compared to other things like kayaking or, you know,
well, next week is a special circumstance. The disco only happens like every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's special.
I know.
Special extra. Plus if it rains at any point next week, my skate plans will be thwarted on that day.
I want to be clear. I don't have a problem with any of this, but I have even less of a problem with the disco part of it.
Yeah.
That seems like a real fun time. I can't make it. Thanks for inviting.
You are invited. I can buy you a ticket still.
You invited me to one when I was out of town, which I can't help but think was convenient.
Do you want to come? There's still tickets.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Well, because you have to leave early for those things.
No, it starts at 8:30. This one starts at 8:30. So we won't have to leave until 7:45.
What time does it end?
11.
Becky, where is it?
Kennesaw.
It's so late.
I know.
Oh my goodness. This is like Second Life.
I know.
It's like a Second Life.
But then the next day,
Second Life.
The next day, the kid has a doctor's appointment. Everything's fine. But I scheduled it for 10 a.m. So we're going to sleep in, go to the doctor instead of getting up early for camp the next day. I was strategic.
Yeah. Congrats on the strategy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what parenting is. Parenting is keeping your kid up past midnight and then allowing him to sleep in the next day.
So with people who are married, like the Streepies and me and my husband have been married for a decade or more. I've been married 19 years and you two have been married how long?
Oh,
15?
17.
God, it keeps getting more every year.
So what single people and people who like are in new relationships might not realize is you have to have separate hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, David, yours is Dungeons and Dragons. Is that your equivalent to the skating?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I'm, but from a frequency standpoint, oh no. Oh goodness, no.
Dungeons and Dragons is just once a week.
Oh, okay. That's still pretty good.
Sometimes twice.
I would.
Okay.
I think that I probably have... There's no way to say this that doesn't sound like a flex, but it's not a flex. But like you are very committed to skating. I am lightly committed to like 3 to 4 things. And so my week is full of hobbies, but they are not the same hobby. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He's not home crying looking for me.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Around 11 o'clock, I start missing you.
Oh,
I'm wondering if you're okay. Yeah.
Just on Wednesdays.
Well, no, sometimes you go like when we can have dinner together, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then you go after dinner, but sometimes that's not happening. And so there are days that like I don't see you until like you get home from skating. Like I haven't seen you since the first thing that morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to scratch my nose. I'm not burping.
It would be okay if you were. I've been burping this whole time. Also, Cora did her little settle in noise and that may or may not be on the... Yeah, it sounds like a growl, but it's that she's getting comfy. She's
she's so sweet.
She is so sweet.
So Lee, what's new with you since the last time you've been on?
Oh gosh, in the last year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a quick synopsis.
You know, same old, same thing. Whatever I was doing then.
More of that.
More of that. No, I don't know. Everything's good. Everything's groovy. Just cooking a lot, eating a lot. Snacking a lot. That's why I like listening to this podcast. A lot of snacking happening.
What's your current top snack?
Ice cream has been. I go through ice cream phases. The whole household does. And your episode a few weeks ago about Breyers was interesting because I've decided Breyers vanilla is my favorite vanilla of all time.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
This, the non-dairy Breyers vanilla?
The non-dairy Breyers vanilla. Wow. Even though I do agree it is whipped creamy tasting, but the fact that I doctor it up to make it look like a peanut butter parfait.
Nice. You know,
with the hot sauce and the hot sauce. God, gross. Gross.
Whoa.
Hot fudge and like salted peanuts. Yeah. Then it just is that. The perfect vanilla. And it also, you can buy a big container of it. So you can actually make a milkshake and it won't cost $10 by using several containers.
That's thing they've got going for them is that they're the only ones that I can think of that are doing like that conventional size, not a pint, but the quart
is,
or the whatever the next one
that they do.
Yes. Party size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what regular non-vegan people get to buy and not spend $6.79 on. but you know, when I want things that don't need toppings, definitely Ben and Jerry's, you know, big Ben and Jerry's fan. Fish food we had last night, because that's like a classic, those little fudge fish. Our kid likes the milk and cookies and the cookie dough. So yeah, so many choices. There's this like ridiculous amount of ice cream choices these days.
Fish food is my favorite.
It's good.
Do you do any of the Brave Robot?
Yeah, I like the ice cream sandwich ones, the cookies.
Oh my god, really, yeah.
So
incredible.
Good.
Mm-hmm. They're vanilla, like, their vanilla bean gets me to a Breyers place.
Yeah.
And it's the only one I can think of that really does that. And it still isn't that Breyers place. It's not that tip of the mountain. Breyers vanilla bean back in the day was like, it's probably as much nostalgia or more than the actual merits of the food itself. But
it's
like,
a
that's
good
what
vanilla
ice cream should taste like. Yeah.
Another good vanilla I really like is the Wonder Milk. Have you had that?
Oh,
it's very good. We call it Wundermilk. And it's a really good vanilla. It's just, it's not as affordable as Breyers, but I should really buy the Wundermilk because it's a vegan company. But they also make drumsticks.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
And they're better than drumsticks. Like, they're crispy. The cone is crispy. The topping is mwah. They have a salted caramel one too, but I like the traditional one that's like a old fashioned drumstick.
We got to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the ice cream sandwiches at Butter and Cream? They make one vegan ice cream sandwich.
I've not been there.
You would think because of their name that they would not have anything vegan, but they do a vegan vanilla, and then they have a bunch of sorbets, and they're usually, I'm like, sorbet, but their sorbets are, they have a chocolate one that tastes like a fudgesicle, and then a few fruit ones. And then they have this vegan ice cream sandwich. It's chocolate chip cookies and then their vanilla ice cream. But it is like, it's like this thick. I'm trying to do it so Dave can also see, but he's not looking. So
it's like 3 inches.
So big. Yeah. Like the kid and I shared one time and it was more than enough. And we had been skating. We were hungry.
Yeah.
It was just so good.
That sounds really good. I do love a good ice cream sandwich. I've had the big softy ice cream sandwich before.
Oh, which, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know that I loved it.
Oh, man.
But I love big softy, but it honestly, it could have been the time, the place, because we showed up. You know, we live an hour away from Big Softy, and our child, I won't call him the kid like you guys do, so they don't think we're sharing a kid. So I'll call ours the child. The child really loves Big Softy, but he only likes vanilla with the toppings. And so we showed up and they're like, we don't have the vegan vanilla today. We have, I don't know, it was butterscotch or something odd. And we were like, oh, okay. And so he immediately is very sad and starts crying. And I'm like, it's okay, let's get. And they're like, well, we have this ice cream sandwich. And I was like, let's get that. We go back to the car. He takes one bite. He hates it. And then he cries the whole way. And I'm like, well, I'll eat it. And so I was like eating just sadness, I guess. So I won't blame Big Softy on that. Although I will say it made a big mess in the car. It was very crumbly. It had the cornflake all over it and stuff.
Oh, that cornflake streusel, though.
It is good. I know.
Yeah.
I like that as a topping.
It's not as pretty as the pink praline. So for a long time, I didn't get it because I like a beautiful piece of food. But gosh, it's more delicious.
It is. Yeah. They do a cornflake praline where it's just like this crumbly, salty, sweet cornflake topping. It's so good.
Oh.
That's my staple. That's my go-to. I also have a no Big Softy in the car rule for just that reason. I don't feel like there's a clean car execution of the Big Softy experience at all. Like, and it's not their fault, you know?
It's ice cream.
They're not. Yeah. But I mean, like, I feel like you could do, like, Dairy Queen has a drive-through and it's clearly intended to be something they can travel in a car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Big Softy's just not, like, they're not playing that sport. So But I will say their breakfast sandwich, their ice cream sandwich.
I was like, wait, when do they open? Sandwich. Yeah. Let's go now.
Yeah.
Just egg and ice cream.
Could you imagine? Oh, and hot sauce.
Oh, and hot fudge. Oh.
Yeah, and hot
just
fudge.
Just get it all on there.
I do think that their ice cream sandwich is a little bit softer than maybe it could be, like the cookie parts of it.
Mm.
It, like if you had a harder cookie, it might travel a little bit better, be a little bit more toothsome, like snappy.
Totally.
But I am, my experience with the ice cream sandwich is I buy it and like it's half eaten by the time I get to the door. Like I goblin it up right into my mouth.
Yeah.
So like that experience in that moment is pretty great for me.
If that ice cream had a cookie like the Cool House vegan cookie sandwich, have you guys had that one?
Oh yeah,
that would be the good it's like a harder cookie, it stays in place. Cool House,
that's a good cookie.
Yeah,
that cookie is like $50 though.
It and is. Yeah,
you mentioned ice cream prices. I know that I don't look at price tags, you know, that's just not how I live my life or how I shop, but
hop into my private jet, I eat my cookie.
I did need to go get some. I got a story about that. Hold on. I need to go get some extra ingredients for the breakfast sandwich cook-off this morning. And I go to Kroger. And while I'm at Kroger, I'm like, well, while I'm here, Becky mentioned needing butter. So I'm going to be a good guy and get butter. I have not brought this up until now, Becky.
Great job. Like, you did so great.
I was going to wordlessly like just make your life better. But I thought, why not?
May as well bring it up.
Throw yourself a party. You did great.
Yeah, well, a little one. I've got a few words prepared by somebody else that build me up. So spoiler alert. But I'm looking at, like, I go to get the Earth Balance and I look at that price and groceries have gotten really expensive, guys. I don't know
so
if you knew this or not.
So I know. It's wild.
Is anybody talking about this?
Mm-mm. We are right now. We're talking about it now.
Yeah. And we're breaking new ground.
Are we breaking the story? Wow.
I do the shopping in our household and I don't necessarily, I'm not in the habit of looking at each individual thing because I know what we need. I don't buy a lot of excessive stuff, but I just know at the end, the prices are like, oh, that's really
seven,
high. And so
we have
$7,
like
$7 for the Earth Balance.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. I also don't I mean, somewhat if like that would have given me pause, I might've gone to see if there was a coupon, but like, we have like a top amount. And so I add everything that we need and see where we're at and then add things I want until I get near the amount. And then I have to take things out.
Well, I've actually stopped buying Earth Balance for a while because it is too expensive. I like Earth Balance a lot, but I've started to use the Country Crock ant butter.
That stuff is good.
Although it's not as good to bake with. But the sticks are a little bit better. But I just have a giant thing from Costco of plant
it's
butter.
So spreadable. It's so spreadable.
It's
so
yeah, it's good.
Oh, our kid doesn't like it. If he sees me putting it on his toast, he's like, no, use the Earth Balance.
Oh, he's used to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really does taste good.
It's so good. It's saltier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So about the private plane.
Yes.
I was on the internet.
Next to the helipad.
This morning, I was on the internet. And
you?
I like it. I like to go on the internet a lot. So I'm on Reddit and I'm reading. I've really liked the Am I the Asshole subreddit.
People
post a situation and then everybody weighs in on whether you're the asshole or not.
Terrible and entertaining subreddit. Yeah.
It's so 50-50 too.
Yes.
This person is like, am I the asshole? A friend of mine has a cottage and we're all going to go out and visit him at the cottage. And because there's so many people, you know, the plan was to camp out. And some people were like, I don't have a tent. I don't have a sleeping bag. And I was like, I got you. You can use my tent, use my sleeping bag. And so the day of the trip comes and he takes his private plane out there and is landed in the water next to the cottage. And then decides that he's going to use the plane tent in quotes to sleep in. He doesn't want to sleep in the tents or the sleeping bags or anything like that. So he moves the private plane onto put like a grassy area and then puts down a plane tent, which I think is like a thing. Like, I'm sure, you know, these little planes probably have like accessories like that, you know? And then the people who he lent the tent and the sleeping bags to think he's the asshole for not letting them sleep in the plane tent. So I read this and I'm going through the comments and everybody's like, not the asshole. You offered them what you offered them. It's not on them to like police, like where you sleep or whatever. I'm scrolling through and I'm getting a lot of that. And what I am not getting is you took a private plane to this cottage where your friends are camping out and you have a plane tent and you're sleeping. Like, nobody is calling this out as a strange thing that this guy is doing. Like, there's the fringiest of the fringy things.
He made a decision and that's what he wanted to portray himself as. The douchebag with the private plane.
Cottage. Yeah. It was so strange to me, but there's a plane tent and I think it goes off the wing and you can like tarp it down to the ground.
Mine has. This is probably smaller than his, but mine's that.
I didn't get that package.
It's more like glamping than camping. Yes. But
yeah. Yeah.
So he's probably an asshole, but maybe or maybe not for that reason, but definitely probably an asshole in some way.
Yeah, well, I think that's the answer. Maybe that's
judgment.
Why they got mad at him, because it was just yet another thing that Chad has done.
Then they need to stop inviting Chad places.
It's true.
Maybe he pays for dinner.
I'm holding off on judgment because I plan to be that rich someday and don't want my words to bite me in the ass for when I am that rich. Like, remember that thing you said about not liking rich people a while back? Like, I'll never say a bad thing about a rich person.
No, you know? I'm not saying I don't like rich people.
Yeah. No. Me least of all, you know, I'm team rich. Yeah.
What? Eat them.
Yeah. Team rich.
No. Yeah. The other part of me is, I think, like perpetual 7-year-old who thinks that there could be a world where we all operate our own personal flying crafts one day. And it's like, if I'm in that situation, yeah, I would want the autonomy to sleep in my own plane tent and not conform to whatever camp out plans everybody else has, you know? So I'm kind of reserving judgment for that too, because again, it's not because I plan to be rich. That's the first reason, but that's not this reason. This reason is I'm planning for a future where we are all flying around in our personal Cessna jets.
You're planning for the technology that hasn't happened yet. We were promised flying vehicles before now.
Our houses were supposed to be in the sky.
Yeah. I don't have any confidence we're going to have our own private planes at all.
Mm-mm. I think it's just around the corner.
We don't even have actual hoverboards.
No.
I think it's just around the corner.
Yeah. We don't have all of the jets and stuff in the house. My laundry doesn't do itself. My dishes don't do itself. Like, dinner doesn't cook itself. Where are these things we were promised by cartoon?
The Roomba doesn't hold a candle to Rosie.
No. Mm-hmm. She even laughed. No.
Meanwhile, they're doing all the art jobs. So
that's true.
They're just drawing the pictures and writing the stories.
Adding the extra
stuff
fingers
that we would be doing if we weren't doing all this fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing.
Should we take a break and come back and talk about the breakfast sandwiches?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Today, at 12 p.m., Lee arrived on our doorstep with a backpack cooler full of ingredients.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Pan.
Tell us about her, this backpack cooler
her
real quick.
Frying pan from home. I took a picture of it.
So yes, I have a big cooler bag. I just wanted to make sure. I live about an hour away from here, so I wanted to make sure my stuff stayed cold. But then I remembered the vegan bacon I used needed to be at room temperature so it wouldn't break apart when you tear it open, and it did. But yes, it was just to keep my ingredients cold. And I forgot one ingredient, and you guys let me borrow that. So thank you.
Anytime.
Of course. Of course.
That cooler bag was amazing.
It was a free gift from one of Ken's work things. You know, we get a lot of free backpacks. In IT, they give you a lot of backpacks at conferences, apparently.
That checks out.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about the backpack. That's all I got.
So this is the second breakfast sandwich off. Well, I don't know what we called it the first time, but whatever we did the first time, this is the second version of that.
Smackdown?
I think we called it a slam down.
Slam down. I came expecting it to be a competition the first time, and then I was told, we're just going to all taste it and see. And so I was a little disappointed. We weren't fighting for the top prize.
Oh, but this time it was a competition.
Yeah, I felt this was more competitive.
Yeah,
I went into this thinking we were just going to have a nice time, and our son was getting all amped up about the competitive aspect and the rules and the winning of it before you even showed up, Lee. And I was like, dude, we're just cooking sandwiches and enjoying them. Like, it's not a thing. But then it turned into a thing.
I wasn't ready for it. There were medals. There are more medals being made. There's a press statement. It's a whole thing.
your child made a list of rules, which I thought were very fair. They were very fair.
Do we have the list of rules? It's a good place to start.
I don't have it in front.
Oh, yeah, you're closer. Thanks. So I told him when we planned it that we were doing, or maybe he asked what we were doing today. And I said, like a week ago, what are we doing on Saturday? Sunday. Today's Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I told him we're doing a breakfast sandwich cook-off. And he's been really into cooking competition shows, like Nailed It. Is it Cake? Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Very fun. And so he was like, can I be the judge? And sure. And then he just took that and ran with it.
He did. I was a little bit worried about him being a judge, but it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has a good palate.
Thank you.
I've got the rules. There are six rules.
Yes.
Rule number one, no asking my ideal breakfast sandwich. This is his ideal breakfast sandwich. He does not want to be influenced as a judge.
That was a very pointed rule.
Yes.
Pointed
yes,
at
because
me.
You tried to do that a week or two ago. Yes. And I overheard it and ran out into the room and was like, don't tell him.
I was just starting to brainstorm, and I thought that might be a fun jumping off point, like get some element ideas. But no, you're right. In hindsight, that was very cheating.
Yeah.
Thing to do.
Number two, everything in the kitchen, so long as it's edible, is fair game.
Nice.
Rule number three, you will never, ever make someone else's sandwich taste bad. So I took this to mean no sabotage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number four, do not rig the scores in any way. I don't understand this one.
Rule for himself.
I think that goes back to rule number one. Like, don't influence him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rule number five, be nice.
Very sweet.
Rule number six, have fun, parentheses, as long as it follows the rules.
But I was going to have so much fun sabotaging everything. Yeah.
It's going to be so fun to break rules and bring stuff from outside. And yeah, so we did a great job of adhering to those rules.
We did.
Basically, the terms of it were each of us were going to make our ultimate breakfast sandwich. We were going to sit down. We were going to all eat a piece of each sandwich. And then we were going to discuss it. And then at some point it turned into our child was going to then declare, rate each one and declare a winner, which is what happened.
On a scale of 1 to 12.
Yes. Hunger Games, 1 to 12.
Yes. Hunger Games right. style.
Oh, right. That is what it was.
Yeah. Yep. So, Becky, do you want to talk about your sandwich first or Lee?
Lee, you want to go first?
Okay, sure. Guess
you should go first.
So we had to come up with a name at the end. I decided to call it the K-12, which is the big, almost unattainable win of a mountain on the 80s movie Better Off Dead, which I know is a very timely reference. But so it was two big slabs of Italian bread made into French toast. I French toasted them before I came so that when I got here, I could just crisp them up in your air fryer. That worked out really well. Yeah. So with the French toast topping or whatever the what do you call that? The cream that you put it in. I used just egg and sewn vanilla coffee creamer and I just whisked it together. Yeah. Normally at home, I would put cinnamon in it, but I did not because I thought that would be weird. So I had two big pieces of French toast and then just egg, a big, nice folded piece of just egg because I just have to have it every day in some form or another. It's my favorite thing in the world and every breakfast sandwich should have it. I used Hooray bacon because it gets nice and crispy. I like it. And I'm glad I did because I know your child likes it. I did not know he was going to be a judge when I came. So I really lucked out there. I forgot my cheese. So I used some of your cheddar cheese. The Daya is what we used, which I'm totally fine with. I think vegans give Daya a bad rap for some reason, like newer vegans. It's a very good cheese. I don't know why everybody hates Daya. It's a good cheese, y'all.
Yeah, Daya's fine.
It's totally fine. It does its job, especially when you're just melting it.
Yeah, it melts like a dream.
It does. And so I did that. And then my little secret ingredient was the Due South pickled onion slices. So hell I just put just a few just to give it a little bit of a tang. And then it looked a little dry. So I smeared some more of your Earth Balance on it before we ate it. And that was the sandwich. Oh, no.
Wait. How much of the Earth Balance? How much of the Earth Balance did you use?
I know. About $6.
About 60 cents of it? Okay.
I'll Venmo you.
Oh, please, okay. Please. Perfect. Yeah, let's stop sweating it now. These groceries aren't cheap, guys. I should have been looking at these price tags this whole time. So that's why we don't have any money.
No, it's all food. It's this podcast is breaking your bank.
It really is.
So I put powdered sugar on it just for visual effect. I don't know if you could really taste it, but I think it looked cool.
And it was lovely.
And as you said while we were eating, it's the snow on the mountain.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It is. So should we each describe or describe and discuss?
Let's each describe. Then each of us goes and talks about what we like. You can talk about what you didn't like, but I don't choose to live in a negative world like that. But we talk about what we liked about each other's sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And then we'll reveal the results that the judge awarded. And I'll read the prepared words by the judge.
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
So mine was the big green eggless. It was an idea that came to me late in the night one night. It was big pieces of whole grain sourdough bread. And I'm looking at this as if I wrote it down. Big pieces of sourdough bread. And then I made a pesto cream cheese and spread lots of it on each piece of sourdough and then sliced up half an avocado and put that over the cream cheese and then sauteed up onions and spinach. And then Lee was gracious enough to let me use her Hooray Foods bacon, which I think really made it. I had purchased some seitan bacon because the bacon selection on this side of town was really bleak this week.
Yeah.
I think the Hooray Foods bacon pushed it over the top. And that was the whole sandwich. The bread was toasted.
Very nice.
It would have been really hard to eat otherwise.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a very messy sandwich. Dave made two sandwiches because he's an overachiever.
Why are you jumping on my update?
I thought you were going to call him a cheater. You said overachiever.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
No, I was delighted.
So I had one sandwich in mind, and then I got a wild hair yesterday for another sandwich and figured why not just do that. And yeah, I wanted to make two sandwiches. I was trying to reconcile both ideas into one sandwich, and I thought that trying to do that would make it worse, make for a weaker sandwich. So I was like, let's just make two and make them play to their strengths. I had never made either of these sandwiches before. The first one was called The Big Deal. And both of these used Publix hoagie rolls, Pub Sub rolls. The Big Deal was a Beyond Hot sausage, like a grilling sausage. And I did put it on the grill. I also grilled some bell peppers, green peppers, and onions in a little foil packet as well, with some black pepper and butter on those. And then I had just egg scramble that I had put diced jalapeno into as well. So it's kind of like a bed of the just egg. And then I put the sausage on top of that. And I put the onions and peppers on top of that. And yeah, so we did that. I, like I said, had not made that before. I was envisioning more of like a fajita onions and peppers vibe. Should not have done the grill. Should have done those in a pan. So I kind of regretted that decision. But the other one is called the, where do we land with this one? Oh, it's called the Chop Chap.
Chop Chap.
And it is a Chop Chap. It is a chopped cheese with egg. So it's Morningstar griller crumbles mixed with chow cheese slices, sauteed up in a skillet, or grilled up, or whatever. What did I do to them in a skillet? Becky, you're an expert.
You browned the crumbles and then you kind of gathered them into a little section of the pan, topped them with the cheese. We put a splash of water in the pan and covered it to melt the cheese onto the crumbles.
Yep. Full disclosure, that was your, I couldn't have done it without you. That was a collab. I was just really just looking for the word grilled or fried or sauteed or skilleted. Like, I didn't know what that verb
skilleted
was.
Skilleted. You skilleted it.
We skilleted it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon in it. okay. So I did that. And then I mixed in some of the just egg scramble. Then I placed that into a hoagie roll. I put some lettuce on there as well. And I put some tomato on there as well. The lettuce, oddly enough, out of all of this, the lettuce gave me the most pause, because I had never, I could not associate lettuce and egg in my head. Hmm. And I was like, where have I had lettuce and egg before? And I think egg salad sandwich is the obvious answer.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
Wanted to challenge both of you outside of the Chop Chap. Where have you had egg and lettuce?
Never.
I can't think of a time, maybe in a breakfast sandwich once, but
salad.
Nothing I can.
Yeah. Like on egg salad. Yeah. Like a slice of, I take it back. I have once, and it was at home. I think I told you guys before we started here that I have like comfort foods where I have to eat one every day. I'm in a BLT kick, and my other comfort food that I have to have all the time is just egg. So I put a just egg patty on a BLT, and that did include, and it was pretty good, but honestly, it took away from the bacon a little bit. So that is the one time I've had it besides like a traditional egg salad.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. But, and I will say, neither seems like a breakfast execution. And you could argue that the chop chap was not a breakfast execution either.
But the scrambled
egg,
I think.
Lettuce just has no place in a breakfast dish. Anyway. That's for thoughts on the food, not descriptions of the food. So that was it. The big deal in the Chop Chat.
Yeah. So now is the part where we go around and discuss each sandwich and what we liked about it.
We could do it another way if you don't want to do
No, I like it. I like it.
Since we're already talking about the Chop Chap, let's talk about that some. So first of all, love lettuce on anything because it's crisp, it's cold, it adds a little bit of texture. I love lettuce on any of that. So I don't think I've ever had a chopped cheese sandwich that had lettuce. Is that a normal thing?
I haven't had a chopped cheese in so long.
Yeah. Like I think I've had like the Publix Pub Sub that has it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love the lettuce. I thought that was a very good addition, egg or not, but I'm very open-minded with food being in different things. I don't care if people have ramen for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. It doesn't matter. So I liked the lettuce a lot.
I also liked the lettuce. I thought the crumbles and the cheese were like really rich and a lot of deep flavors going on. Like, I thought the lettuce and tomato was like this nice contrast to that. Yes. And then that Publix bread, so good. Chop chop, I really enjoyed.
I enjoyed it a lot too. I don't think it needed egg.
Yeah.
I thought it just the crumbles and the cheese were really nice too.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
The egg was what made it breakfast for me. You know, I that was the thing. And maybe that was a cheat to like pull it into a breakfast category, because otherwise it is just like, it's a dinner sandwich or it's a hot hoagie roll, you know? So I think the egg brings it back. I think if I had to do it again, and thankfully I don't, but if I had to do it again, I would change the grillers up to something a little bit more sausagey, maybe, bring that more into a
Beyond
breakfast direction.
Steak.
Yeah. Well, Beyond Steak. So the thing I couldn't figure out, and I wasn't spending a ton of time thinking about this. I'm a pretty smart guy. I could probably get there, but like how the tips are so gummy, you know, like that's a bad description of the texture that is delightful about them and that they want to have, but it is kind of like a chewy tenderness to it. I can't figure out, I would want to granularize that a little bit more and turn it into more of like more chopped up to get into a chop chap. I just don't know how I would do that. I guess I would cook it and then just like mince the shit out of it.
Yeah, I guess that would be the way to do it. It would be kind of annoying to do that.
Yeah, but I think like something along those lines, like I think I could drag it a little bit further into a breakfast territory, but I would definitely, like the big learning for me was that lettuce has a perfect place in a sandwich like this. The tomato has a perfect place in a sandwich like this. And I don't think that that's a standard chopped cheese execution.
I think the chopped cheese at Winter Park Biscuit has lettuce on it.
I was about to confess that the chopped cheese at Winter Park Biscuit has lettuce and tomato on it. And that was where I got the idea. But thank you for busting me on that before I could bust myself about it, because now it sounds like I was trying to get away with something.
No,
but I do not think that that is a standard way to do a chopped cheese.
Does the Winter Park have egg too? Or is it just like a afternoon?
Does not have sandwich? Egg.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a lunch.
Gotcha.
Item. They, if you're ever in Orlando,
I've heard it's good. I followed them on Instagram. They look great.
Oh, they're so good.
Their biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
They even do a kale salad that's like so good. It's a kale Caesar and they crumble up everything biscuits onto it.
Oh, I was going to say I'd never order a salad at that place, but if they crumble biscuits onto it, I'm in it.
if I'm like not super hungry, we're still going to go there and then I'll get the kale salad and then like a side of their chicken with a dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Very good lunch. If you're not biscuit hungry.
I'm never not biscuit hungry.
So Becky, let's do your sandwich, because I want to end on Lee's sandwich.
Okay. But we need to do your other one though. You did too.
Yeah. You're Beyond Sausage. I have to tell you, Dave, that when you, cause we were discussing kitchen logistics, and I was like, well, I have a burner if we need it. And we can see if there's anything else in my office. And then Dave said his sandwich used the grill to be like, so that frees up a lot of stove. This was before sandwich number two was in the picture. Mm-hmm. And, I have to tell you, when you told me you were using the grill, it broke my brain. I was like,
it confused me too. I thought you meant the griddle on your stovetop. I was like, he's going to go outside and light up a grill.
I was like, I'm out. It doesn't matter what I do. Grilling it.
Yeah. I thought that would be a fun way. Like, I think both of these were, for me, they were ways to bring dinner into breakfast. Like, because we don't use the grill except like rarely for dinner, like maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. So not rarely, but we're not like daily grillers, which I think some people are. But yeah, I thought about like sausages and the idea of sausages, and this could have been a fun way to do sausage that wasn't like breakfast sausage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You know how vegetarians and vegans say, oh, some such and such is too realistic, I can't eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, I barely remember what meat tastes like. It's been more than 20 years since I've eaten it. But honestly, the tube style sausages of any kind that have like that kind of skin on it, like Beyond does, I have a hard time eating it. I really do.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And I certainly wouldn't take points off of your sandwich because of that, because it's my ick, not yours. Because I love a good bell pepper and onion. That's always a good time. And I could not taste the jalapeno at all on my piece. I think it's because of how we separated it out. I was really looking for that heat and I didn't find it.
Yeah, I think The jalapeno suffered from, I made one batch of just egg for two sandwiches and half of it wasn't going to have the jalapeno and half of it was. So I put the jalapeno into that half at like after it had mostly cooked. And I think it needed a little bit more time to like get in it.
Right.
Because it was more of just like a topping that I added a little bit earlier than when you would put a topping on. You know what I mean?
I would put retrospect, hot sauce on it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the chop chap could have benefited from the jalapeno as well. And I should have just put the jalapeno in the whole batch all together and did it. But I wanted to have two different egg executions.
It would have been good in both, though. You're right.
My way through.
Executions. Your sandwiches were both really good. The we had to split everything into four because there's three of us and then our judge. And yours were definitely the hardest to cut into four. So there was a problem with, for me, of getting everything in one bite, but it wasn't the fault of the sandwich. It was the fault of me having this tiny sliver of a sandwich. And that's not something that you can really control, you know,
the like hoagie heel too, you know, there's always like that tiny little bit that nothing's on.
The hoagie heel. Yeah. Like all of that is not really, that's not the fault of the sandwich. That's just the fault of the competition.
It's the fault of the choice of the bread though. You know,
but that's, but if I had had one of those all to myself, the falling apart wouldn't have happened because I'd have the hoagie heel.
This sandwich was going to get cut into fourths. I knew that when I made my choices.
Are you trying to take points away from your sandwich?
I am. I'm just being honest here. I'm just trying to.
It was fine cut in halves, but in fourths, it did become very fall aparty, which is, I mean, it's fine. I made it work, but it was gross. Gross to watch, I'm sure, as I shoveled things in with my hands. I'm sure you were having a cringe moment.
I think between the two, the chop chap got more correct and then to what the picture in my mind than the big deal did. I think, like I said, I should have done the fajita veggies in a pan rather than do them on the grill. I think that the jalapeno could have been a little bit more worked into it. I think it was still a satisfying, like dinnerish flavor in a breakfast way, but it was further from the mark than the chop chap was, I think.
May I provide some constructive criticism?
Sure.
Moisture, I think it would have helped it a lot. So I think doing the saute of the pepper and onions would have helped with the moisture or a little cheese, you know.
Yeah.
Always a little cheese.
Always. Or veginase.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Something on the bun.
On the bun. Just something. Or you could. Or I'm being rude. I don't want to be rude. You could have grilled the bun. Like, just a little butter.
Something. I think the hoagie, honestly, the hoagie for both turned out a little bit drier than I usually expect from the Publix bread. That's usually a little bit fluffier and lighter to me. So I think that working out different from my expectations really kind of dinged both sandwiches, too.
Still very excellent sandwiches.
That's the loudest swallow. I'm so sorry. I still enjoyed them.
Way over to your sandwich.
Okay. So this was a late night. I was like, ooh, pesto cream cheese. What else can I do? And here we are. It was very green. And I do have to say, when Dave and Lee were unpacking, when y'all were like unpacking your ingredients, and I was like, is this even a breakfast sandwich? It only has bacon. Like y'all had like egg and sausage and all this real breakfast. I don't know. And then you had hash browns, which you didn't use, Dave.
Right.
And I don't know. I was having some moments of panic of like, oh no, did I not follow the assignment? It's very veggie forward sandwich, I guess, compared to the other two.
It was so good. It was honestly my favorite. Delicious, delicious. Thanks. Loved the extra flavor of that pesto.
I love pesto.
Me too.
I'm a little pestoed out at this point.
I'm with you.
You're pestoed out.
I'm a little pestoed out at this point. There's been a lot of pesto going on in the house, and pesto is not my favorite sauce. Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, Becky,
I've been pestoing a pesto pasta salad, and so we've been eating pesto pasta salad for weeks.
Did you say testoing?
Oh yeah.
I gotta say, your sandwich was as glue and glitter as you can get.
Like definitely a glue and butter.
I think it was so on brand for you, and it was such like an accurate reflection. It sounds like slimy to say, but like it is your brand. like in a breakfast sandwich. And like it, the taste was so specific. It felt healthy, whether it was or not. Like, it felt like I was doing something good to myself when I was eating it. The flavor was amazing. It was like, it was really, really unique, Becky.
It was on point. The flavor was beautiful. And thank your son you. Didn't want to stop eating it either. He loved it.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So green.
You received a 10 from the judge.
10 out of 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we share Dave's rating? We didn't share your rating.
Yeah, I received a collective 11 on both sandwiches. A refusal to rate both sandwiches.
Yeah. He said that would be cheating.
Yeah. That, yes. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. The judge said that, not Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to respect it. He's the judge.
Yeah. highly respectable judge.
He is very clear about his rules.
I like how you had to clarify that Lee was not saying something I said what had to be
no,
respected.
I would definitely not call.
Like, no, that's something
I don't respect
said.
Dave at all. No. Yeah. No
respect. Again, no respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the avocado was very creamy on there. The hooray, I could have had more of it because I love that extra like crunch on it, but it was good the way it was too.
Thank just you.
Really good flavors.
Yeah. And so, then the K-12.
The K-12
was three times the height of any of the other sandwiches. And it loomed at me while I was trying bites from the other sandwiches of like, save room for me.
It's like anything it worth doing is worth overdoing.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. And I came upon it because we had French toast a couple weeks ago at our house. And it was, we had a few pieces left over. And so the next day I'm looking in, always wanting to use leftovers. I was like, I'm just going to make my sandwich on this. And Ken's like, that's what you should do on the podcast. Because I had already asked social media, what is your favorite breakfast sandwich?
Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't
and
see that.
You know what was surprising? A lot of people, and these like regular meat eaters too, a lot of answers. A lot of people liked croissants.
Huh. Oh.
I feel like that was the majority bread was croissants with like sausage, egg, and cheese. And I was like, you know, I like a good croissant too, but I don't want to make it. And then for some reason, even though I obviously didn't make bread, you guys didn't make your own bread, but for some reason, a croissant seemed weird for me to buy for this. I don't know why. Cause I think it would lean too heavily on the croissant and that's something I didn't make. I just chose.
Yeah.
I don't, that makes no sense. But, regardless, I was like, well, if anything, even if this isn't the best one, it'll be the dumbest one. Like, I do strive to be the dumbest. And so it was very big and exaggerated, which exactly how I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be tall and hover over the rest.
I felt like this breakfast sandwich was all breakfast sandwiches. Like it was every dial was cranked to 10.
Yeah.
And it all worked together.
It really
I felt
did.
My heart stopping while I was eating it.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought about like heart disease.
Reevaluating any food choices I was thinking of making for the rest of the day. I was like, well, I might go see a movie, but I don't think I'd get popcorn if I went and saw a movie. We might go out to Mexican tonight. I might not get so-and-so tonight. Like,
do you ever do like vegan health math where you're like, I know this is really bad for me, but at least there's no cholesterol and you try to decide what's, but it's still bad. Yes.
But I loved it. I thought like the sweet and the savory worked together so well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
and that little bit of pickled onion really like freshened it. It added like a little bit of freshness and like zing. Oh,
good. Good. So yeah. Good. That's what I was hoping. I really love those. I try not to put those pickled onions on everything, but they're very good.
I love a pickled onion.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't like to overdo sweet for breakfast. And that's why these Morningstar pancake sausage on a stick things have stayed in our freezer for so long. Like they're amazing, but I just don't eat sweet stuff for breakfast very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here it felt like a treat and it felt like there was enough not sweet food riding along into my belly that I wasn't going to get the stomach ache that I get from eating like a lot of sweet food, you know?
I'm glad I didn't do the syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did discuss a syrup for dipping option.
It just would have been messy.
It would have been messy, but good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
10.5 from 10. The judge 5. On this one. Yeah.
I thought it was very generous.
The French toast was fluffy and sweet, but not too sweet.
Yeah.
And I thought so. The just egg was fluffy too. And then like that bacon was like crunchy and smoky. And the onions, God, it was so good.
Oh, I'm so glad y'all liked it.
Yeah. It was one of my faves for sure.
Cool.
So good.
So should I read the judge's statement?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I don't know if Toeheads, if you were paying very close attention to the rankings, but Dave was the winner.
I did win. Yes.
And the judge chose him.
And the judge has, because the judge is too young to appear on a podcast.
Yeah.
The judge has prepared some words, and I am going to read them on the judge's behalf. For extra fun, we did a competition where we make breakfast sandwiches. The boy tries them and ranks them on a 1 to 12 scale. Becky's, the Big Green Eggless, won her a score of 10. Lee's, the K-12, got her a score of 10.5. And last but not least, David Streepy's, the Chomped Chap and the Big Deal, won him a score of 11 and the Medal of Victory, which means he won first place, 3 exclamation points. And as David Streepy once said, he's not just a great cook. He's an amazing man. He speaks the truth.
As David Streepy once said.
Did you once say that about yourself?
I did when I told him to write that about me in the statements. But then he wrote, he speaks the truth afterwards. He came out and said, is it going to sound fake if I add he speaks the truth to it?
No, it adds validity. It's perfect.
Speak your heart. Right. Speak your heart. Speak your truth.
And he did give you a medal. It was very sweet.
And he did give me a medal. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Which golden card.
Got right here. It has a big 2 on it and a breakfast sandwich.
Aw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he was making it, he was asking me a lot of questions. This is the first? Is it an annual? It's not annual.
No. But hey, we are all winners here.
Yes, we
this
are.
This ranking system was arbitrary. Yes, these were all amazing sandwiches.
Yeah,
very I would say good. That even if I came in last, I'd say that.
They were all good. We're all very full, full to the point that you don't even want to do your snack segment.
Right. I had a great snack lined up. And
I mean, I still would have done it, but it would have been a bad choice.
Yes. A listener sent me a snack and I told her we were going to do it this week, but I forgot we were doing breakfast sandwiches and we couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't eat another bite. So we're going to do it next week. Next week, we're going to eat this epic snack.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, out of all of the snacks you've reviewed on Talkin' Tofu, what's your favorite? Absolute favorite, ooh, hands down.
Wow.
Ooh.
Of man. All the snacks, I can't even think of any of the snacks.
Wasn't the Australian gummies?
Oh my gosh.
Most expensive snacks.
Yeah.
They were really good. They were so good. They were expensive.
So it definitely wasn't the goat cheese that I had when we were here last. That was awful.
That goat cheese was so bad. And didn't we do a second one to try to redeem and it was also bad?
No, yeah. No.
I think we did.
In a different setting or in that same?
Just right after.
You had two flavors, maybe. I think, two of the brand. It was Fugo or something ended with Go, G-O. There were two different cheeses. And I think we did try both and they were both awful.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh,
I think for me, horrible. The ones in most recent memory, the Warheads cherry sour soda.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Really good.
Soda. Yeah, that's right.
It really, was really, really
shockingly good. I was ready for it to be. I would never have gotten it if it weren't for the podcast.
I thought it was like going to be a competition type thing of like who could drink more of it or like endure it better.
Sounds like a melted popsicle, though.
Oh, man, it's so good. It was just really well balanced. Soda. Yeah.
It was so good. It was shocking. I expected it to be terrible.
Yeah. And honestly, those Hershey's plant-based chocolate almond bars are amazing. They're so good.
For me, the Tony's Chocolonely almond sea salt.
Oh, yeah.
That is good. I do like the Tony's. There's something about those new Hershey's. I think it's just because I've been vegan for too long and I've been eating the dark, but I felt like it was just dry, waxy. Reminded me of those little Easter candies that you got with the foil. Yeah. I think that's just me. It's a me thing because I haven't had any in a long time.
I think the almond goes a long way with those too. And I think Hershey's knows that they need more than just their chocolate to make their chocolate palatable.
Right.
which I mean, like...
But I don't know. My brother-in-law's favorite candy bar is a Hershey bar.
I feel just like when, plain... that, when
A lot of people like it, but isn't the whole thing with Hershey's in Hershey, Pennsylvania, like they started because they were using like after, like they had some milk ingredient that was like second choice for something and they had a lot left over. And so they made this chocolate. I'm pretty sure there's something about it.
Yeah.
Huh. And it turned into like America's favorite chocolate. But I did used to like Hershey's back when I ate milk, straight milk. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I grew out of Hershey's before I went vegan. For sure, like that there was a long period of time. And so I think like that fondness for Hershey chocolate for a lot of people is childhood nostalgia.
Yeah.
From an era where candy was special, you know, like it was rare and that moment impacted the taste as much as the actual like food itself did. And you have the palate of a child, which is like sugar, sugar, sugar. There is no ceiling to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever, however it shakes out that somebody's, that flavor does something for that person in their adult years, whether it's nostalgia or whether it's an actual like sophisticated palate or what, like it's good. Like not for me to ding on, but I do agree. Like, I don't think objectively it is top tier chocolate.
Yeah, no, sure. You're hitting on that nostalgia. And that's what vegans do a lot of times with anything that's been veganized. That's, I mean, if you boil down to it, that's why we like things shaped like meat patties and you know, things and shrimp and whatever else we do with non-meat to make it look like meat. It's just nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think even that's 80% of our culture right now, Lee, is all nostalgia for quote unquote better days, or just like
think of a time where the world didn't hurt us physically.
Yeah. Or like just feelings that we had that we don't have anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And
true.
When remembering we were those feelings and reaching for them. Some, some children, some 2019, some 2015, like that nostalgia doesn't go away and it continually refreshes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think childhood is that one that we can all root around the most consistently across all of us, which is why I think so much of our collective conversations are around like, remember this from childhood, or so many executions are like from your childhood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My son will watch the YouTubes, as most kids who are 12 do, and he'll watch old in quotes from the 90s commercials, and then he'll show them to me and say, "Mom, doesn't this make you feel nostalgic?" And I'll be like, "I don't remember seeing this. I was like 20 when this came out." Like it'd be like for a cereal.
Yeah,
I think kids are already using he's using the term nostalgia. Like, doesn't this make you feel nostalgic? But
sweet.
The thing that does, one of the foods that makes me feel nostalgic is those drumsticks, those Wonder Milk drumsticks. Yeah. I think those are very nostalgic.
Where are you finding them?
Kroger. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not checking the ice cream section usually because Dave is so
good
about
that. I got
that
covered,
But I'll take a look next time I'm in the store.
Guys, I have an announcement to make. Also in the freezer section, also nostalgia related, we recently got those flavor ice bars that come as the syrups, different colored flavored syrups in the plastic sleeves. Some call them Otter Pops, some call them flavor ice. Some, like the ones we got, are generic and nameless. But they hold up so much better than you ever think they would. They are so, so, so good. I cannot stop eating them. I have one every day.
Yeah, you have been eating them every day.
Yes, they're
after
so
dinner.
Good. I'm flabbergasted that you have not.
I feel like I eat so much when we're eating dinner. I get too full. And then when I'm late night, my like sweet snack has been a little cup of chocolate chips lately. There's something about just sitting with a little cup of chocolate chips that's so nice.
Will you have one today?
I'll have one today.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remind me that I promise that.
Okay. The thing that's great about it is like the amount of like stuff that you're eating is so low.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting the syrup and the syrup's not nothing and the syrup's not healthy, but it's also like the ice is the carrier for all of it, you know, and it's not that much ice.
Like fillingness wise, even after a big dinner, you could do one.
You can squeeze it in. Yeah.
I think of those as doctor's office pops.
Ooh.
You always get those like after you get hurt or something, you get one of those and it's like, what flavor is this green? It's just green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're so good.
We bought some at Lidl and they're not very good. They don't give me that same jolt that you're getting from yours. So I feel like I should go to the Kroger and get
the Kroger brand. Yeah.
Get the Kroger's.
Yeah. They come in like a mesh bag.
Yeah.
They're very
like
unceremonious.
Yeah. For $4.
Just wet sticks of things that need freezing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The first time the kid wanted one because you don't get them frozen. Mm-hmm. That's part of their appeal. It's like you don't have, like, you freeze them as you need them. But he tried to open a non-frozen one. We were like, we had to stop him. Imagine the mess that would have been.
Yeah, especially if red.
It would have just flopped over and spilled it all out onto the floor.
And just the idea of like sucking on that hot syrup. Ugh.
Gross. That does sound really good. Someone has been bringing those to skating. I don't know who it is. I haven't gotten one yet, but they put them in like a little cooler. And I saw a thing on Instagram this mom has been doing for the pool. She gets one of those big Yeti cups, fills it with ice, and then sticks them in there. And it keeps them cold like the whole time.
Nice.
I want to try to do that for skating.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or for anywhere that you're out in the heat. Isn't it so? And then the cup is like so small compared to like a cooler.
Those pops don't take up space. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Oh. What's your nostalgia food?
God, you know, fudgesicles are big for me. I loved fudgesicles like into high school. Yeah. I always ate fudgesicles. And when I went to Butter and Cream for the first time, I wanted ice cream. They were out of the vanilla and the chocolate sorbet looked like the closest to ice cream I was going to get. And it really reminded me of a fudgesicle. I love it so much.
That's good. Sounds yummy.
So good.
I think we did it.
All right.
All right. Well, then I'm going to thank everyone for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Wow. How cool would that be? Could you imagine hearing your review on a podcast?
Oh my gosh. Just read aloud for everyone.
The very podcast that you reviewed?
It would be incredible.
Just I can't imagine a more Penny direct made. Connection. Oh my God.
And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. If you want to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs, Talking Tofu on Twitter or Talking Tofu Pod on Instagram. I read and respond to everyone.
Yeah, you do.
And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com, including that pesto pasta salad.
Yummy.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. And Lee!
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on here. Thank you so much for coming back to this cursed show.
Love
to
it.
Do another round of breakfast sandwiches. Is there anything that you would like our listeners to follow up on your behalf? And how can they reach you if you want to be reached?
Oh, I occasionally post on Instagram at Down Yonder Vegan. I just post vegan Southern food that's easy to make and just to make vegan food look easy. I usually try to make people realize it's easy to make vegan food. And so I do some stuff there. You can find me there. I got nothing. I got nothing else.
You got nothing?
Down Yonder Vegan.
You've been busy on Down Yonder Vegan lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't post a whole lot, but I do it just to kind of keep up with making recipes, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so glad you guys had me on. Thank you so much. I really love it here. And I love cooking in your kitchen with you. Thank you for letting me join you in your kitchen.
It was fun. It's three people in the kitchen might sound like a nightmare, but it really went well. We did the dance like pretty well.
Yep.
I feel like. Yeah. Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Recording in progress. Okay, now say the thing.
I'm trying to, but you keep telling me not to and to.
Say the thing.
Okay.
Save the
thing.
Say it.
Guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.